None of the Ten Commandments represents a normative principle for human conduct which is intrinsically valid or universally obliging, regardless of the circumstances, so that, for example, in some situations, theft is the right thing to do, and in other situations, respect for the property of others is the right way to act. And he reported this remark of mine accurately enough for his journalistic purposes. And in consequence of the syndicated article circulation, I received in the following, say, 10 to 12 weeks, about 1,500 letters, almost all of them of protest and denunciation, chiefly perhaps from the corn, cotton, and Bible Belt, but quite generally over the country. And I might just remark that the more pious the writer, the more vicious the letter. Now, why all that fury and furor over a fairly explicit and reasonably uncontentious declaration of the relativity of human life, including its moral principles? Well, I could find a paradigm or parable, if you prefer, perhaps, for the position that I want to develop tonight in a story I picked up when lecturing in Louisville, Kentucky, where, according to the local oral tradition, at the turn of the 19th century, a local Baptist association at Long Run in Jefferson County invited people from far and wide to a log rolling, and as part of the entertainment they provided their guests, somebody posed a hypothetical problem of conscience. You are a settler in a frontier community and get wind of an impending Indian raid. You hide your four children. When the savages arrive, they succeed in invading the stockade, and in the course of rooting around, they find three of your four children and destroy them. When they set about establishing an armistice and withdrawal, they ask you, the settler, if you have any more children hidden anywhere. Problem. Do you tell the truth or do you tell a lie? And they say that the debate over that question split that community right down the middle, so that the original congregation at Long Run is still known locally as the Non-Lying Baptists. Whereas the dissidents who removed themselves about 20 miles away to Flat Rock and started another association or congregation are even today known as the Lying Baptists. And what I mean by retelling this story is to establish quite candidly at the very outset that I identify wholeheartedly with the Lying Baptists. I think that there are no normative moral principles whatsoever which are intrinsically valid or universally obliging. That is to say, I would contend that we may not, ethically speaking, absolutize any norms of human conduct, or, if you like theological rhetoric, we may not make idols of any finite and relative rules of life. Whether we ought to follow a moral principle or not, would, I contend, always depend upon the situation. And this is, of course, a reasonably straightforward statement.